Since his studies, Indian filmmaker Shivendra Dungarpur has been fascinated by the work of Czech director Jiří Menzel. 8 years ago, he started making a documentary dedicated to the Oscar-winning director, as well as other Czech New Wave filmmakers. The 7-hour-long documentary is called Checkmate, In Search of Jiří Menzel, and features 85 interviews with close to 20 Czech movie makers, including Miloš Forman and the now deceased Jiří Němec and Věra Chytilová. I spoke to Mr. Dungarpur over the phone to India, and I first asked him how he became acquainted with the Czech New Wave.
I still remember the very first time I saw Closely Watched Trains when I was studying at the film school in Pune in Western India, very close to Bombay, where I live now. And I still remember watching Closely Watched Train, and I couldn't believe how can a film have such light humor while talking about such a serious subject. I was fascinated. I was fascinated because the story was about small people. It was about ordinary people. It was about an ordinary station. And I'd never seen a film like that, being in film school. And, you know, Jiří Menzel is a very popular, not only in the film school, but in the film society movement. His films were constantly shown. And I had the privilege of watching, I think, 3 filmmakers at that point. It was Miloš Forman, his early films, and then Věra Chytilová. Her Daisies was something which, even now, I continue to watch it. So that was my first initiation, I would call, of the Czech New Wave. You read so much about the French New Wave, you read so much about the other New Waves, but there was very little about the Czech New Wave.
Was this the reason why you decided to make your documentary?
I mean, there were 2 reasons for it. One was, of course, that I wanted to, at one point of my career, I was doing extremely well as an advertising filmmaker. I was making commercials. And I was wanting to get back into films. And I wanted to remember the masters of cinema whom I learned filmmaking from. And I wanted to travel and meet them. And Jiří Menzel was at that point in 2010 when I first came to meet him. He was off the press. I think the only reason he met me that there was somebody from India coming all the way to meet him in Prague. But what I discovered in that conversation was the extraordinary range of filmmakers which we had not heard of in India. Filmmakers who were senior to him, who were the precursors of the new wave, like Vlachil or Jasny, and the filmmakers to follow with him in the new wave. And also the Slovakian filmmakers, whether it's Jakubisko or Hanák or Grechner. So I wanted to find out this extraordinary talent which the Czech New Wave had and the oppression they were fighting. And I think the research which went on was an organic process of research, which meant that I was meeting the filmmakers and discovering as I went along. And not only the filmmakers, but the actors of that time, the writers of the time, which included Ivan Passer, who also wrote for the New Wave director, but also directed one of the most beautiful films, Intimate Lighting, whom I met in Los Angeles.
How difficult was it to actually get in touch with all of these filmmakers and convince them to speak with you?
Well, it was difficult. I mean, it was difficult. We had several people in Prague who could help us with that. And several times we had to make the calls. And I remember the wonderful struggle we had. I call it wonderful because now when I look back, it's wonderful. With Jan Nemec, how many times he called us, he canceled us, he refused to give interviews. I think I lied to him one day that I wanted an autograph of his photograph so that I could get an interview. And I waited outside his house, and when he came out to do some shopping, I reached out with my cameraman and said, I need your interview. He said, you're impossible. You're following me. You're chasing me. I think I had that passion, you know. The 8 years went by just trying to convince people that what I'm doing is something which would be an important piece of history for the future generations to see. This great band of filmmakers who made films in this most extraordinary time, and the films which are not only we all have loved, but I've been deeply inspired. I think the only reason I can keep going on making films is when I think of those wonderful filmmakers I spend time with.
And which of these meetings has made a particular impression on you?
Well, each of them. If you're sitting with Dušan Hanák in Bratislava at his house, the conversations we've had, it's been so extraordinary because about his work in fiction and in non-fiction and how he used to work together on them. Or if I'm sitting with Jakubisko in his office in Prague, or the wonderful time I spent with Mr. Jiří Menzel at his house, with his family, or the little time I spent with Věra Chytilová at her house. interviewing her, shooting with her, talking to her about her life, about her films, Jaromira Vinova, traveling all the way to her village, finding her there in the village in this beautiful house of hers. I think each one of the New Wave directors or each one of the actors whom I interviewed, there cannot be a time where I can say that either this was more wonderful than the other.
And would you say Czech New Wave films still have any relevance to Indian viewers today?
See, art is such a strong part. I mean, Czech New Wave is such a strong sense of an artistic expression which has meaning in any time, in any place, in any part of the world. And I think India was no stranger to that. We love the Czech New Wave filmmakers. I mean, the filmmakers of that generation. But what is more important is, through my film, I think India will be able to discover a whole range of other filmmakers which they had never heard of. For instance, I think they never knew the mastery of Francis Chek Vlachil. I think he's the most extraordinary filmmaker I've discovered. Extraordinary. If the world would have seen Vlachil's work, I think he would have been called the greatest filmmaker. So have been so many of the other New Wave directors. I talk about Vihonova. You know, I've spoken about Hanak. I've spoken about the others, Pavel Juracek, for instance, Ivar Shom. I mean, these are names which were not popular in India. These are filmmakers whom I have dealt with in this film. Some who were alive when I was lucky to interview them, some who were not alive, and I got the response from other people. But you won't believe it. Rabal is a very popular figure in India. People really revere him. There are many clubs which talk about Rabal's writing. But I think contextually, to get a link between his involvement with the New Wave and his writings is something which the film has done, which will give a different perspective to people in India.
As you said, your documentary is 7 hours long. Who is it actually intended for?
For me. You know, I never make films keeping that in mind. I hope, if I've enjoyed making it and I've learned a lot from it, I hope that the others would enjoy the same way. I think it's a research piece. If people who are passionate about films, people who love films, people who want to discover the Czech New Wave, they want to discover that cinema, they want to discover that period. For me, the most interesting filmmaker in terms of documentary was Vajek, you know. I mean, he made wonderful documentaries at that time. And for anyone who wants to understand that period of time, right from 1948 when the Czech cinema was nationalized, right till 1989 when the revolution took place and when they got their independence, this would be the film to see. Because through this film, you'll be able to see the entire history of not only the New Wave, but also of what was happening in the country at that time.
Your knowledge of Czech cinema is quite incredible. Do you have any other plans into the future concerning Czech films and Czech cinematography?
I wish I had other plans. You know, for me, I'm a man of that moment, spontaneous. And I like to keep it myself. For me, it was important to understand Czech cinema at that point of time. And I wanted to learn from it. And I just went by that instinct. And what I've tried to do through the film is that also take interviews of the younger generation, whether it's Rebček or it's Ondřej Čech or it's Radim Špešek, all the younger generation directors, and how they view the older generation and how they look at the future of cinema and connected it with what's happening politically in the Czech Republic at this point in time. And I think people will be able to get that perspective. And I call it my journey because it was a journey for me and it remains a journey. It remains a beautiful journey. I've spent 8 years of my life making this film.